One Police Plaza, right in front of NYPD headquarters. That's where lawyers from the NYCLU, the ACLU, and members of CUNY Law, along with community and religious leaders, spoke about a lawsuit challenging NYPD's surveillance of Muslims. Councilmember Robert Jackson, himself a Muslim, says this lawsuit is a good thing. He says everyone knows Muslims have been under surveillance since 9/11.
But every Muslim is not a terrorist. Every person that is black should not be stopped, questioned, and frisked. Every Latino that wears, or black or Latino that wears their pants halfway down their butt should not be stopped, questioned, and frisked. So the thing is, this is basically a lawsuit in order to try to make sure that the legal system works on behalf of Americans. We are Americans, and we enjoy every single right, and Muslims overall should not be surveilled.
That's also the message echoed by Fatima Shakur, whose recent experience being stopped and frisked left a mark. Shakur is with the Stop and Frisk Freedom Fighters.
I was followed by the 60th Precinct. I was beaten up. My hijab was thrown off. They put me in a hospital for over 7 hours to calm me down, to make me forget my story. You know, the NYPD has no respect for our race or our religion, and more people need to speak up and stand up about it, you know, because right now they're not playing fair. You know, Kamani Gray was about 16 years old. They shot him 3 times in the back. You know, the police brutality, it's not brutality anymore. It's murder. It's the right, they're violating your civil rights. They're sitting up here stereotyping us and treating us as statistics because that's all they know.
Alhaj Taleb Abdurashim is the imam of the Mosque of Islamic Brotherhood. He says the intent of the lawsuit is to end suspicionless surveillance of Muslim communities.
The only way that freedom is advanced here is by pushing the envelope, challenging injustice in courts of law, and that's why we're doing this.
The imam is also president of the Islamic Leadership Council of Metropolitan New York. It's comprised of 46 Muslim, primarily immigrant congregations in the city. He says surveillance of the Muslims by the NYPD has had a chilling effect. People are very nervous. Even the imams are hesitant to speak out on contemporary subjects.
The same kind of subjects that people want to hear, on they want religious guidance. You know, they want to know, well, how should we feel about transgressions in Palestine or transgressions in Syria? Or, you know, religiously, are the people who are the extremists, are they correct in what they're telling us? And if they're not correct, then what should we be thinking? So if the imam, who's the religious and spiritual guide of the community, can't get up and openly or even privately speak about these type of things, then this creates a very bad situation for all of us. And then those of us who are African American and Latino, who are very outspoken about these issues, when we do what we've been doing, all it does is thicken our dossier.
Alongside Alhaj Taleb Abdurashim is Imam Bilal with a mosque in Jamaica, Queens. He says surveillance by the NYPD makes his congregation paranoid.
He's suspicious of everyone. So, it, like the Imam said, you begin to select subjects you want to speak about and make sure that you record them in case someone misinterprets what you have to say.
Is that true? You record them?
Yeah, you have to, yes. Yes, every imam should record their sermons because of technology, how they can misinterpret things and censor things. So we have to make sure that our sermon is protected.
Imam Bilal says he often soothes the fears of his worshipers. He tells them to be careful because so much changed since 9/11.
I worked for the Department of Corrections during that time, and I was part of the group that went down to 9/11 to...
Rescue
everything else, and to get a heroic certificate for it, everything else. As a Muslim, there was Muslims there who got killed also. There's Hindus, Muslims, Christians, whatever. But they sing out Muslims as being the ones that it becomes a problem.
It hurts your heart.
It certainly does. It really does. To be singled out, yes, it was. It reminded me of when I was in the South. You're black, you're a coon, right? So it becomes a problem.
And the children?
Yeah, you know, they get over that, you know. But the parents have to really educate them. Let them know what's going on. That Muslims are good people. We're sincere people. We love America. I love America. I'm African American. I've been here. I ain't going nowhere. This is my country. I love it. But I hate the bad. You can love someone and at the same time say your behavior is not good. So ain't nothing wrong with that.
Another imam in Brooklyn, Imam Hamid Hassan Raza, says he stopped mentioning topics the NYPD might consider controversial. He has seen a steep decline in mosque attendance as a result of the Muslim surveillance program. Faiza Ali with the Arab American Association of New York says the lawsuit is a large step in holding the NYPD accountable for discriminatory policing practices.
We understand that this lawsuit is not going to solve the entire problem with the New York Police Department. It's going to take additional reforms, but it was such an incredible moment to see diverse New Yorkers come and stand together and say that they will not tolerate spying of any community without any sort of criminal suspicion.
Those in attendance agree that the lawsuit against the NYPD is a positive step in shutting down unlawful surveillance of Muslims. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.